This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on the 117th episode of the Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastava, anchor.
The Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi ji, addressed the nation in his ever-loved and widely heard monthly address, Mann Ki Baat. This time, it was the 117th edition of this radio show. This edition was also special because it was the last edition for the year 2024. The Prime Minister covers a wide range of human interest and endurance stories and initiatives which will take India, Bharat, to be a developed nation till 2047. Today we have with us Mr. K.G. Suresh, political analyst, for the discussion. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Suresh.
Thank you.
Sir, the Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji said that the Constitution is the guiding light for each and every one of us. It guides the nation as well as the people. And he said that it is a matter of great honor that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on the 26th of January next year. Mr. Suresh, we have all known the fact that the Prime Minister has time and again stressed on the importance of the Constitution. He treats the Constitution as a holy book, and he says that each and every time the Constitution is referred to, it should be referred to with utmost dignity. There should be no politics done on the Constitution, and that each and every person of the country, be it the young child or a youth or the elderly, everyone should know the Constitution, should read the Constitution. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you remember, the Constitution Day we started to celebrate after his government came to power, he insisted that every department, every college and university, everybody should be celebrating. And today's reference to Constitution also comes in the context of some recent debates about Constitution in the country. And I felt that he has talked about not just the importance, but also that the Constitution is paramount for us as a nation. In a nation which has so much of diversity, ethnic, linguistic, regional, religious, in that country, I think that if something has kept us together, the Constitution has played a very major role in that. And we have differences on issues, but thanks to the Constitution, we are able to sit across the table. We have ensured that the people at the grassroots levels, the downtrodden, the backward, everybody has been given rights which have ensured that justice is done to them. This Constitution is a matter of faith for us. And by referring to it as a guiding light, and by urging the youth of this country to visit the Constitution 75 website, to upload videos, to read the preamble of the Constitution, he is encouraging the younger generation to inculcate, imbibe constitutional values, which is so critical for us as a nation at a time when in our neighborhood, in other countries of the world, we see democracies falling apart. It is the Constitution of India which has ensured the constitutional values, the democratic values, they are so strong in us that, you know, there is such a smooth transition we see, whether it is at the state level or at the national level of power. So I think that is the respect that the Constitution of this country has among the people of this country. And he has reinforced that. And I'm sure that 75 years is going to be a grand celebration.
And it should be, sir, as rightly said by you, that reaching the last man in the line, or truly following the policy of Antyodaya, or the ideology of Antyodaya, the Constitution is something that has not just taught the people in our country, but has shown the entire world that it is India.
It has inspired constitutions across the world.
Across the world, that it is India's constitution which truly believes in the spirit of the fact that we might not have the same resources, or we might not have the same ideology, but yet we sit at the same table, we discuss, and dialogue, conversations are the only way forward.
And we sort out our problems.
Absolutely. The Honorable Prime Minister also mentioned about two great things. He always talks about digitization. He talks about technology. in a very enthusiastic manner. And now when we are on the cusp of the Mahakumbh fair, which would be starting on the 13th of January, he said that this time Mahakumbh will be very different. He talked about unity through Mahakumbh, and he also talked about technology, which will be a great enabler in this Mahakumbh. What would you say?
In fact, he went a step ahead and referred to it that this time it would be a digital Mahakumbh.
Absolutely.
And how even artificial intelligence, AI chatbots are going to be used to ensure that people coming from all over the world, it facilitates whether it is their visit, their stay, even how to go to the parking, how to locate the ghats. He went into detail and he said how he surveyed the whole area on helicopter, and he referred to the significance of the Kumbh as a symbol of our national unity. In fact, he gave two slogans, that is Mahakumbh ka sandesh, ek ho pura desh, let the entire nation be united. That is the message of the Mahakumbh. And he also said that Ganga ki aviral dhara na bate samaj hamara. That there is so much of talk about caste, creed, religion, language, that let not these things divide our society. That is the eternal message of River Ganga, on the banks of which the Mahakumbh is going to be held. So I think that he has given great message today, and he has exhorted all of us to look at Mahakumbh as a great occasion to display our unity as a people.
Absolutely. And talking about the greats of the art and the cinema world, be it Raj Kapoor ji, Mohammad Rafi Sahab, or Akhinini Nageshwara Rao Garu, or Tapan Sinha. And then talking about the Waves Summit, which will be held in India the next year, which is the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit. I think the Prime Minister has a very holistically covered everything that there is for the fact that India is not just a great superpower. India is not just trying to be a developed nation by 2047. India is a great soft power as well.
Absolutely.
And our culture, our values, our ethos, our art is something that the whole world reveres and the whole world swears by. What do you have to say about that?
Absolutely. He referred to the centenary celebrations of these four stalwarts.
Absolutely.
And he spoke extensively about people, how Raj Kapoor Saab had taken Indian cinema to the world. You know, even now Russians sing Mera Juta Hai Japani.
Absolutely.
You know, and how Rafi Saab had touched a chord with the ordinary Indian through his song, whether it is devotional songs, whether it is sad songs, or whether it is romantic songs. He has been able to connect. He has talked about Akkinini Rajeshwar Rao. He has talked about Tapan Sinha. And not just Bollywood. When he talked about Waves, he talked about the great potential for content creation in this country. And in this regard, what is interesting is that he even talked about the children's interests, the KTB, the characters of Trish and Walty Boy and Bharat Hai Hum, the importance of Indian serials, which are promoting Indian value systems about the Indian freedom struggle. They are teaching students, and they are being today watched not just in India, but across the world they are being watched. So he talked about the potential of the content creation in this country and the need for content creators to be part of this global summit, which he equated with the climate summit, with the World Economic Forum. And he said that it is of that significance where the world is coming here. The audiovisual entertainment sector is coming, and we are one of the biggest entertainment film industry in the world. And it is but natural that we are connect with this big mega event that's coming up.
Absolutely. And talking about India or Indian art inspiring the world, Indian culture inspiring the world, we have heard the Honorable Prime Minister talk about Erika Huber from Paraguay. She is a person who did not initially have that interest in Ayurveda, but now is providing Ayurveda consultation to the people of the consulate and otherwise. What will you say about this? This is a huge step forward that people of other countries are accepting and practicing the great art of Ayurveda, the great study of Ayurveda, and people are truly benefiting from it.
Our culture, we have never been an aggressive power as a nation. You see, we have never conquered countries. We have conquered hearts through our soft power. That has been our strength.
Very well said.
So today also Indian culture, Indian civilization is expanding not on the strategic platform, but culturally. And the Paraguay Erika Huber's example is there. He talked about 23,000 students participating and drawing their images about India, including Taj Mahal in Egypt. He talked about that. He talked about how Tamil, which is the most ancient language in the world being taught with the help of the Indian High Commission to Fijians, yes. And how, you know, Fiji teachers are being groomed. So I think that he has talked about the growing, the expansion of Indian cultural, civilizational values across the globe, and the role played by not just Indian embassy or Indian High Commission, but also of people like Erika Huber, who have taken evinced keen interest in Indology, in things Indian, and are promoting them.
As we had talked in the introduction, that in the program of Mann Ki Baat, the Honorable Prime Minister not just shares stories of human interest, but also of human endurance, talking about various aspects which truly make us better humans and better as a civilization, as a society. Talking about the Bastar Olympics,
absolutely,
this truly is something that brings a special smile in our hearts. It brings pride and glory in our hearts about the fact that an area which was heavily affected by Maoist violence now is seeing an upright trend where people are participating together, coming together.
1,65,000 people participated in the Bastar Olympics.
Absolutely.
He gave inspiring stories, you know,
yes,
of
yes.
people like Kari Kashyap, who won a silver medal, and so many other youngsters who participated in that, and how the locality has today become a sports hub, and how it is produced. It is changing lives of youngsters who are looking for a promising future as players. And in this regard, he exhorted the country to take part, make this slogan successful, and that is Khelega Bharat, Jeetega Bharat. India will not only play but also win. That strong message he has been able to send about physical fitness, he has given a message. I think that it is these small inspiring stories that make Mann Ki Baat unique, different from the other programs which you hear. It is for the first time in, I think that in modern history, when a prime minister engages with the audience without referring to even one political event.
So I believe that it never happens that the Prime Minister leaves out inclusivity from his shows.
Absolutely.
I'm sure everyone remembers that he talked about people from non-political backgrounds.
Absolutely.
Coming into the political fore.
Yes.
And now he's talking to the people, to the youth, to share their stories of brilliance in this field of sports.
Not just sports. He has also talked about in Kalahandi, the Sabzi Kranti or the vegetable revolution.
Absolutely.
That is taking place there in the Gola Munda block, and how people are developing, whether it is producing tomatoes or other vegetables, and they are now earning up to 1.5 crore turnover. These are inspiring stories coming from KBK district. Kalahandi, Bolangir, Koraput, they were among the most backward districts known for starvation deaths once upon a time. And today they have become symbols of green revolution. And I think that is inspiring. And that is why he himself said that, you know, he in fact encouraged people to have more FPOs. And he has said that Mann Ki Baat is an amplification of positive energy. That is the word he used, you know.
And talking about the reports from WHO, he proudly said that India has been able to bring down the time duration which it takes for a cancer patient to start its treatment, and also we've eliminated malaria. Your parting thoughts on these?
Absolutely. He
great
talked
events.
About, you know, the advantages of the Ayushman Bharat card, which has enabled people who were reluctant to take treatment. But today, thanks to Ayushman Bharat, today poorest of the poor, if they are detected with cancer, they are able to go for the, and that is why he has given reference to global reports which talk about how things are changing. Thanks to Ayushman Bharat, he has given reference to Lancet journal, which is among the world's most prestigious medical journals. Yeah, and also how cases of malaria have come down tremendously from what earlier used to be every summer would mean, you know, malaria and malaria deaths, and how over the last few years malaria deaths have considerably come down. I think that these are inspiring stories, and that shows that actually we are going towards, marching towards a Vikasit Bharat, and towards which the Prime Minister is leading us.
Thank you so much for these insightful thoughts and for giving us your precious time and coming to the studios of Akashvani. We truly appreciate this.
Thank you. It was
Thank
a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on the 117th episode of the Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Webhav J. Srivastava, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289 094 044.